Assalamu alaikum. Juma Mubarak. Just a few announcements, inshallah. Thank you for following safety measures and guidelines, but please continue to use your own judgment and exercise caution as you feel necessary, inshallah. Just some reminders. Every Sunday, starting at 10:45, Sheikh Shahid continues his own class on Imam Nawawi's 40 hadith. And then from 12, inshallah, Dr. Siddiqui will have his tafsir class, all on the same Zoom session, YouTube, and Facebook, inshallah. This evening, MYG will be hosting a parent-youth open discussion on how the period of lockdown and many other issues related to COVID impacted our lives. Join on Zoom, Facebook, or YouTube for the discussion, and it will begin at 7 p.m., inshallah. This is likely to be an interesting discussion, so do please take your time to enjoy it, and also do support our youth. And finally, please know that your mask should cover your mouth and nose. The mask should not be removed at any time. And lastly, remember to exit one row at a time and use the 11th Street parking lot to drive out. Assalamu alaikum.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
اللهم الله. الحمد لله. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. الله سبحانه وتعالى، we praise him, we thank him, we believe in him. we trust him. And we send peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final prophet Muhammad salawatullahi wa salam alayhi wa alayhim ajma'in. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him and upon all of them, upon their families, upon their followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad salawatullahi wa salam alayhi is last and final prophet and messenger. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us again and again that we should have faith, belief in Allah. And this is called Iman. So Iman is highly emphasized. Iman is like beginning. It's like the root. If the root is good, strong, the tree will come out as good and strong. مثل كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفروعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها. Good word like a good tree. Its roots are deep into the ground and its trunk is strong and it spreads all over and brings fruit all the time. Bears fruit. كُلَّ حَيْنٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. So Iman is the basis and is highly emphasized. And that's why the Quran reminds you again and again about Iman. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And I say, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, oh, you believe. Believe. You are believers, but you have to be strong in your belief. You have to pay attention to your belief. So, آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah addresses them as, oh, you people of faith. But you have to be conscious of that. آمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَالْكِتَابِ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ والكتاب الذي أنزل من قبل ومن يكفر بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر فقد ضل ضلالا بعيدا. Will you believe in Allah and His Messenger and in the scripture He has sent down to His Messenger as well as what He sent down before? Anyone who does not believe in Allah, His angels, His scriptures, His messengers, and the last day has gone far astray. So believe in Allah, believe in His angels, believe in His books, believe in His messengers, believe in the last day. These are the essentials of Iman. They are called Arkanul Iman. So Iman, my brothers and sisters, faith should be authentic, sound. That means correct faith, correct belief, based on the Book of Allah, based on the message of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That will be the authentic faith. That will be the correct faith. And then also sincere faith. Faith not because of my family has belief, so I believe. Because people around whom I grew up, they had the faith, so I have faith. Because for some people, because some benefits, somebody think, no, faith must be sincere for the sake of Allah. Ikhlas fil iman, ikhlas fil aqeedah, sincerity, true faith, real faith, and that is emphasized. So authentic faith as well as sincere faith. But then authentic faith and sincere faith must affect the character. That's why it was called Al-Iman Tasdeequn Bil-Jinan Wa-Iqrarun Bil-Lisan Wa-Amalun Bil-Arkan. This is the explanation is given about Iman. Iman is that you conform in your heart, you have faith, strong faith in your heart, you say by your tongue, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And then you start acting according to what Allah has given you. I told you that halal, haram, what is right, what is wrong, observe that. So that means true faith transforms the behavior. That's why we always say, Iman is aqidah and amal. Iman is doctrine, faith, belief, as well as action. Iman is aqidah and suluk. Iman is belief and behavior. So behavior is highly emphasized in Islam. And because if Iman is strong in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means you believe in Allah, that means you love Allah, you love the Messenger of Allah, you love the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you want to be in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, succeed in the akhirah, and you fear to lose Allah's love. You fear to lose Allah's acceptance. And you fear you come under the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things, Iman increases that. The deeper the Iman, the deeper is the recognition of this. And this increases, Iman increases by ibadah. When we pray at home, by ourselves, or pray in jama'ah, this increases. Our salat increases our Iman. Our siyam increases our Iman. Our zakat increases our Iman. Our hajj increases our Iman. All of these things, ibadat, increase our Iman. Iman increases by reciting the Quran, tilawatul Quran, the love of the Quran, reading the Quran with attention, paying attention. Iman increases with zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do the more zikr, this increases your Iman. This makes you a better Muslim. And Iman increases by sadaqat, charity, helping in the good cause. So these are all these things, they increase the Iman. And the Iman affects the behavior. A person of Iman becomes a better person, a good person, individually and collectively. Good people. They are the people who are truthful. They are the people who are honest. They are the people who care for each other and for others, for the humanity. So this is what is emphasized in Islam as the behavior of the believer. Behavior of the believer affects, it comes because of the Iman. The more the Iman, the sound the Iman, the strong the Iman, the better will be the behavior. And if the behavior is not strong, if behavior is not good, behavior is not right, then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. And then check your Iman. What happened to my Iman? What is the negligence? Where is? Why am I not observing the halal? Why am I doing the haram things? What is the mistake? What is the problem? Why am I not behaving in the right way? With myself, with my family, with my neighbors, with others. What has happened to me? So there must be something with Iman. Iman affects that very much. So Iman, we have to pay attention. But how to judge our Iman, how to find out, not I'm talking about other people's Iman, but your own Iman. How to judge your Iman? Judge your Iman by your actions. Do you love to pray? Do you love to do good things? Are you happy? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asked, who is the mu'min, who is the believer, Ya Rasulullah? قَلَا إِذَا صَلَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكْ وَسَاءَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكْ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٌ. If good things make you happy, the bad things make you unhappy, you are a believer. You are a mu'min. There are a lot of people who do bad things and they feel happy. It doesn't bother them. And there are a lot of people who do good things and they feel tired, exhausted. Why I have to do pray 5 times a day? Why I have to do this, all this thing? So that means the Iman is not strong. Iman has to be strong. And if the Iman is strong, it will do. You will, of course, you do business, you work, you do all of the things, but your conscience is, Allah be pleased with me. I want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very beautiful story of Uthman radiallahu anhu, a great Sahabi. Uthman radiallahu anhu, after the Prophet ﷺ passed away from this world, during the time of Abu Bakr Khilafah, when Abu Bakr was the Khalifa of Muslims, during that time, there was famine. There was problem. And people had no food. People have great difficulty. Usman radiallahu anhu was a businessman. A caravan came with 100 camels loaded with all kind of items, grain as well as oil and other things, various kind of commodities that are needed by the people, 100 loads of camel. The business people of Medina, tujjar of Medina, they gathered around Usman radiallahu anhu and said, "Very happy that you have all this. We want to buy it. And we are going to give you double price, Usman." Usman said, "I want more." They said, "We'll give you three times more." He said, "No, I have somebody who has offering me more." They said, "We'll give you five times more." He said, "No, I have somebody else giving me more." He said, "Who is that person? We are all the business people of Medina here. Is there anyone else who can do that? Who is that person?" He said, Allah says in the Quran, "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu 'ashru amsalha." Whosoever brings something good, I'll give him 10 times more. So know that everything is sadaqah. All of this is free for the people, for all the needy people. Why did he do that? This was because it's pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believes in that. "Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu 'ashru amsalha." Whosoever does something good, Allah will give him 10 times more. That was his trust, that was his iman. So this iman made him, motivated him, made him to say everything is salah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many examples like that you will find that this is the iman that affects the behavior. So people do not cheat, do not lie, do not deceive. That's why Rasulullah said, used to always emphasize, "La imana liman la amanata lah." Anas radiallahu anhu says that I heard it many times from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, blessed mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I heard it many times. He said, "La imana liman la amanata lah, wa la deena liman la ahda lah." He has no iman who is not honest. He has no iman who is not honest. He has no deen, no religion, who does not keep his promise. وَلَا دِينَ لِمَنْ لَا عَهْدَ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that and says that do not say what you do not do. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. O you who believe, do not say. Why do you say what you do not do? You say that إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ every day, five times a day you say that, many times you say that. You we believe and your help we seek. And you say, نَعْبُدُكَ وَنَسْتَعِينُ نَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكَ. We believe in you, we worship you, we seek your help. We leave those people who disobey you. But you don't do that. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتَنَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Why do you say what you do not do? Allah wants you to say, "My Lord is Allah, Rabbi Allah." Then you say, "Yes, فَاسْتَقَامُوا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ." So different times, challenges are in different times, and especially in the time of challenges, Our iman is tested. There are people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in easy time. But when the difficulty comes, they give up. There are people who are like sitting on the edge. If they are happy, comfortable, prosperous, yes. But the moment they have difficulty, they give up. Trial, tribulation, difficulties come, challenges come, they give up. So be strong in your iman. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us strength of iman. Allahumma zayyin al-iman fi qulubina وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين. Allah, beautify the iman in our hearts and make the kufr, the disbelief and the disobedience and rebellion hateful to us. Always make us obedient to Allah and obedient to His Messenger and doing the good things, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنام سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه الكرام. الحمد لله, the news alhamdulillah good now that inshallah this waba, this pandemic that we have been facing for the last almost 8 months is slowly going down, slowly going down. So, alhamdulillah, this is a thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when you remember that a few months ago it was told that it will go on maybe for several years, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very kind, very merciful. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. But still, you have to be cautious, because sometimes when the people are not careful, come back. The difficulties come, so it has to be very careful, and we have to inshallah observe that. So we have to be patient inshallah, and with patience inshallah we'll overcome that ourselves, as well as we remind other people, because that's why it's difficult to see that our children are not coming to school. The teachers were coming in the school, but one of them got infected, so that's why teachers were asked to teach from home. Preschool was open, and one of them had difficulty there in the preschool. So he said that, teach from home. So we have to be careful. We have to be careful of that, inshallah, with the care and with the trust in Allah, with dua, we'll overcome. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless us. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين, خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي, وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين, وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء, وعلى عمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس, وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين, وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين, اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. Please pray for brother Tasneem Sharif. May Allah give him shifa and all the other people who are not well because of COVID or for some other reason, may Allah give them shifa. And there are several people who passed away during this week. We have Sister Rashidun Nisa, our brother Zamin Farooq, his mother-in-law. She passed away in India. Sister Farida Kokar, Sister Shafika Kayali, Sister Kulsoom Bhavani. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of them and give them maghfirah, give them the place in Jannah, and give patience to their family member. There is another brother in Aligarh, I was told that he is not well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give him shifa. And all those people, whether we remember their name or we don't remember their name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows them. May Allah give shifa. Allahumma shfi mardana, Allahumma shfi mardana, Allahumma shfi mardana, warham mawtana. اختم بالصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار. عباد الله رحمكم الله, إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر, فأقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر,
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا